Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Anita Rosen is our guest. Anita is a longtime what do we got here? Coming up on more than 11 years as a member of our Brain Trust. She's one of the pioneers of the internet. I'll tell you that. They hired her when she was right out of elementary school. And she is the author of a number of books, including E-Learning 2.0, and she's our good friend, Anita Rosen. Welcome back.
Well, it's great to be back.
It's good to have you back, as always. So you've been you have something to say today to us about how to see if our web strategy is working or not, right?
Well, I think it's something that you've probably spent some time with.
A little bit.
Yeah. You know, you put together programs. You know, how do you know if they're effective? How do you know if they're working?
So let's talk about what a strategy is to start with. Let's identify what we need to be.
You've just said the basic thing.
Isn't my first goat roping, Anita.
Yes.
Before we measure, we have to have something to measure.
Exactly. That's my point.
So what would be an example of that?
Well, so the example is, let's say you're going to do something like Groupon, mm-hmm. which is, it's a coupon. It's just all you're doing is sending out an electronic coupon. And you send it out to a bunch of people and you say, you know, buy one, get one free, or whatever it is to pull in people into your store.
Right.
Before you do that, what is your goal? Why are you doing it?
Mm-hmm.
You're saying, well, I'm pulling people into my store? I'm just saying store because I think that's the easiest thing to say. But, you know, you could be a dentist and you might mm-hmm. say, and that's your store. Whatever your business is, you want to pull people in. So beforehand, really, what's your goal? Is your goal just to get people to know that you exist?
Mm-hmm.
Is your goal to have people physically walk through your door? What is your goal beforehand? You need to nail it down what your goal is.
Mm-hmm.
And then you need to look at this and say, how many possible people do you think could walk through, and how much is this going to cost me?
Right. Oh, yeah, that's Now, Groupon is a pretty extreme example because it's very dramatic. I mean, it's a pretty aggressive type of campaign. It's more aggressive than, say, just doing a local search indexing.
Right.
Because it's actually like somebody out on the street waving flyers at people, right?
Oh, much more effective than that because, you know, there's all these people that have never heard of you before, and it's sitting right there, and it's a deal.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of people that they're not going to walk in your door a second time. They're only there for the deal.
That's right, and this is an example. I remind people when they're thinking about Groupon or when they're trying to be competitive, they're trying to compete with Walmart and things like that. I remind them, you know, hey folks, you're a small business. How many customers could you handle? I mean, what if everybody in town came to see you today? You couldn't handle it. You know, you got to be smart about who you're pitching to and what you're going to charge them.
Right. And how much it's going to cost you.
Yeah.
How much are you going to lose for mm-hmm. everything you sell?
There have been people who a good Groupon campaign, a really highly, unbelievably effective Groupon campaign, put them out of business.
Yeah. So you have to think about these things. And what it is what happens before.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times all we're thinking about is the actual campaign and what the words are in the campaign as opposed mm-hmm. to, what's your goal? Because a lot of times when people really look down and think about what their goal is, the campaign they're planning on doing isn't the right campaign.
Mm-hmm. And what would be another example of a campaign? I mentioned having a local search index, being really, really targeted, really, really properly indexed for local search. Wouldn't that be wouldn't that be a really good strategy, part of a strategy to so that one way to measure that would be to say, okay, am I getting people in the door, for example, who are tourists?
Right.
Are people coming in the door who are from out of town? Are we getting calls from people? That would be a good way to know if the local search was working, wouldn't it?
That would be a great way to know, is it more than just customers?
Right.
The people that are already...
The local folks, yeah.
You know, the people that have already been walking through your door.
If somebody, if somebody goes on their smartphone and searches for, as I always say, pepperoni pizza in Peoria, if you have a pizza parlor in Peoria, you know, are people coming in from that you never saw before that are from out of town? That's how
then
you tell
know it's effective.
Yeah, yeah. But if they're not, then or if you haven't done any of that indexing, and obviously people aren't coming into town, that you need to look into that. So we're talking about some of the strategic steps you're taking to get customers to come to your business from an online source, and how do you measure that? And we're going to do some more of this with our good friend Anita Rosen after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.